So Halloween is also the gay Christmas.
Apparently, I'm learning that.
Is that something new that you learned from the Big Fatty?
I did not know. I did not know that that's what Halloween was referred to as. Gay Crimma, isn't it? Crimma?
Yes, Crimma.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 973 of the BFO for Monday, the 24th of October, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Yo, it's the beginning of Gay Crema Week. Yes, McCready. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it is just 7 days to the official Gay Crema. Big Fatty, we wondered when you were going to start with that crap. I mean, countdown again this year. So, y'all, that was at the beginning of today's show. You heard that John Ong and that Verde Vigo, dear gummy. Poor Big Fatty. Oh, Lord. Y'all, I've had quite the weekend. Have I had quite the weekend? Let me think about it. Let me think about that a little bit. Y'all, we had a little hootenanny. We had a little hootenanny at the coal mine on Friday afternoon. And, y'all, there may or may not have been some partying. And so Big Fatty came home and he was feeling no pain. Let's just put it that way. And y'all came home and y'all crawled in the bed. I crawled in the love chamber about 7:30 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, nothing says Mr. Excitement like Big Fatty crawling in the love chamber at 7:30 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, that is Greek poke chops and Greek potatoes. Big Fatty made those on Sunday afternoon. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. And did that, and then y'all, I slept. You know, I woke up several times during the evening and got up and piddled around and all that, and then finally went to sleep. And let's see, what else was I going to say about all that? Then on Saturday, y'all, didn't do a damn thing. Did not do a damn thing. Y'all, you know those bookshelves that I bought several months ago? Well, I put them all together, but y'all, one of them I hadn't put into place because I had a wicker, what do you call that? An etagere. Big, fatty, whatever. Y'all, so I'm kind of going through and throwing some crap away and moving some of the stuff over onto the bookcase. I put it into position so I did do a little something this weekend. It was not like I was a sloth or anything like that. Let's see, what else did I do? I went out, y'all. When I went to the Von's East on Wednesday, y'all, they were out of the good potatoes that they had on sale. So y'all, can you hear that? Huh? Can you hear that? So y'all, there was an auxiliary trip to the Von's East. And y'all, you're not going to believe this. You are not going to believe this, y'all. But I spent $11.41, and y'all, I saved $11.21, y'all. That's almost 50%. That's almost 50%. Y'all, all I bought was potatoes. And y'all, I bought some of the Breyers. I don't really care for the Breyers ice cream. I think it's just overpriced and not so good. But y'all, they had a flavor they call the Breyers. What do they call those? The Breyers blends, I think they call them. And y'all, one of them was with the Breyers Snickersnack, and they have those Snickersnack candy bars that you put in. They chop them up in there, and y'all, the peanuts in that Snickersnack candy bar, y'all, is salty. It's salty, and y'all, the sweet and salty, was just lovely. It was just lovely, and y'all. So I, you know, since you live by yourself, y'all, I just eat it right out of the carton. And you know that I know that there are some who do not live by themselves that just eat it out of the carton because they eat an entire carton. But but anyway, I got that, and y'all, then I decided I needed to have a little candy, some candies to hand out to the fuck trophies. Well, y'all, that's what I call the children. The fuck trophies. That's what they are. Isn't that what they're called? The fuck trophies? But, Big Freddy, I can hear them unsubscribing now. I hear them unsubscribing. But, anyway, y'all, I just got crap. I got something that, but probably nobody else will give it. Y'all, it's not the miniature candy bars, because everybody gives those out. Y'all, I got the little packets of the Goobas and the Raisinets. Big Fatty, that's vulgar candy. And what is that other one called? The O. Henry. Y'all don't have any idea what the O. Henry is, or no, do I know? And the hundred grand bar. Y'all, it's some of those. And y'all, I figure, you know, I'll probably get two or three of the children to come by the Fat Cave here, because y'all, you know, it is near Stately Wayne Manor. Here at the Fat Cave, but anyway, I figured I'd have some treats, it'll terrify them enough when Big Fatty goes to the dough. And you know, I'll let them take two or three little treats because y'all, it's the crap candy. And you know, whatever's left over, I'll just take it into the coal mine because y'all, anytime you have something that will not be eaten otherwise, take it into your coal mine, y'all. It'll be eaten like a herd of locusts. The swarm of locusts will be all over it, y'all. You can take something in. And y'all, it's gone. It's just gone. But y'all, while I was out at the Von's East, I went by the P.O. Box. Make a wish. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I had two cards that I never got to open last week, but I went by there, and y'all, there were two more cards. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it, and y'all, these are clearly gray. Funny, you can't talk either. They're clearly gay criminal cards, and y'all, the reason that I'm saying that it is the start of Gay Criminal Week, because y'all, Gay Criminal falls on a Monday, and y'all, people are not going to be out on Monday night at the bars or anything like that. No, Big Freddy, they're not. So y'all, on Saturday night, I went to... And y'all, they are going to have their gay criminal contest on Friday tonight. But anyway, y'all, I'm going to open some of these cards. Y'all, this is one of the ones from last week that I never got around to. But y'all, we're just going to open it up. Yeah, I'm assuming it is a gay crema card because y'all, it's in an orange envelope. Oh, dear, I see it's a picture of the Vange. Yo, yo, yo. Y'all, it is a huge fat person. Wearing a thong and holding a Halloweeny bag. And y'all, there's some kind of, I don't know what kind, there's some kind of hat on his head and wearing sunglasses. And y'all, it says, oh, dear Gussie, it's, y'all, it says, some Halloweeny advice. Don't ask to try anything from his sack. Saw sack and it made me think of you. Y'all, that is from the trucker Alex. Dear Gussie. Dear Gussie, dear Gussie, dear Gussie. Y'all, I have a feeling Big Fatty is going to get more than one of these cards. Let me just say, that just has Big Fatty written all over it, y'all, because it is a picture of Big Fatty. Y'all, I may even try to scan this for some sort of art or something like that so you can see what it looks like. Yes, Big Fatty, that'll make the Cheerios come up. So, anyway, y'all, the next card is from that Princess Hana. Oh, dear, I guess y'all, I had been told, because, you know, I play the Words with Friends with Princess Hana, and y'all, she sent me a cryptic message. Y'all, I didn't know what it meant, but she says there I may or may not have sent a gay crema card to you. And so, y'all, I'm assuming that she did. Because, y'all, there's one from Princess Hana here. And, y'all, it's in an orange envelope. So we're going to open it up now. And it is not the same card. Y'all, it is, oh, it's got glitter on it. You know, Big Fatty loves the glitter. Loves the glitter. And, y'all, it is a black card. And it has the pumpkin eyes and the pumpkin mouths at the top cut out, and y'all, you can see the glitter down underneath it, and it says in the orange writing, traveling across the miles with many bright Halloween smiles, have a happy Halloween. And y'all, there are four jack-o'-lanterns that are smiling at us, and it says, I hope you have a smashing gay crema. Love always, Princess Hana. Well, y'all, that is the sweetest thing. That is just the sweetest thing. And Princess Hana, I hope your gay crema is lovely as well. Yes, Big Fatty, she has just outdone herself. That's just lovely to be remembered at gay crema. And so, y'all, then there was another orange card, and y'all, this one appears to be from that world traveler Moose. Y'all, he's on another trip. Y'all, he was evidently manhandled by the TSA for having liquor. I barely know her. In the Aeropuerto, which of course we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto. But y'all, it is a card, and let's see what it is. Oh, y'all, there's a picture of death on it, and it's that skeleton that carries that bushwhacker. You know that bushwhacker on a stick thing. Y'all, and the skeleton is in some sort of robe. It is like the death robe or something like that. Oh, Big Freddy, that's what you wear when it gets chilly outside, the death robe. And it says, listen, fool, I'm coming. Hear me walking through the grass. If you don't give me candy, I'ma have to kick your *. Yeah, y'all, I didn't know I had an *. And y'all, then you open it up and it says, happy Halloween from me and the Grim Rapper. Big Fatty, he was rapping for you.
Hey, hey, listen, fool, I'm coming. Hear me walking through the grass. If you don't give me candy, I'ma have to kick your *.
Okay. And it says, Happy Halloween, Moose. Well, Moose, thank you so much. Y'all, I don't know how he has time. I don't know how he had time to get that gay criminal card off to Big Fatty prior to his departure. Y'all, I think he went up there near Gavin. He went up to where, near Gavin and Princess Anna. I think Princess Anna's up that way also. And y'all, can you hear this, huh? Well, you can't, of course you can't hear it because it's a postcard, y'all. And y'all, it is from the hills of South Dakota. Dear Gussie, that's up there near Old Bacon, y'all. The hills. And y'all, this is the needle's eye. The needle's eye, y'all. Oh, and y'all, this is from, this is from, who is this from? Who is this from? It doesn't say who this is from. Y'all, it may be from that Miss Kathy Bacon. Big Fatty, of course. Y'all, and it's, y'all, it is laminated. It is laminated because of the smearing pen. Y'all, she has, y'all, it is from Miss Kathy Bacon. Y'all, and by laminated, y'all, she has taken the cellophane tape and covered, she has written the card. Y'all, she's batshit crazy, I'm telling you. She has taken it and she has covered it in the cellophane tape because it says because the pen would smear. And y'all, she has put a full 44 cent stamp on here because y'all, she knows she will never hear the end of it if there was postage due. But y'all, she must have spent about $2 on cellophane tape to cover it up. And anyway, it's the needle's eye from the Blanc Hills, South Dakota. Unknown years of glacial activity and natural, what does that say? Erosion forged this most unique rock formation. One of many unusual phenomena experienced on Needles Drive. Okay, y'all, who ever knew there was a Needles Drive? Big Fatty, who knew? And y'all, it is the full pages. It is the full page. And y'all, you know how they have those little people on the back of the minivan? You know, it's the family of the stick figures. Well, y'all, she's drawn smiley faces and put the initials on there, okay, and then it says Big Freddy and Postmaster, because y'all, you know damn good and well the Postmaster reads the cards that come in, especially when they're addressed to Big Fatty, and y'all, I just said that, and now I'm gonna read this. Dear Big Fatty and Postmaster, because you know they read postcards. Great minds think alike, and so does Big Fatty and Miss Kathy Bacon. I have never been to this place. Of course not. That's why you sent me the card. Too bad there wasn't a smush penny. I have never been to this place. I just bought the card. I didn't wish you were there, and I'm not saying you need to go there anytime soon. I will go there in April or May in 2012, so if I change my mind, I'll let you know. Doesn't my postcard handwriting look so much neater than my graph paper? Oh dear Gussie. And y'all, it does. I can actually read it. And y'all, it's signed Miss Kathy Bacon. And y'all, that's lovely, and I've never been there, neither has Miss Kathy. Miss Kathy, thank you so much for sending me a card from someplace you've never been. And anyway, and then y'all, my most regular gentleman caller came by on Saturday night, and y'all, it was lovely, just lovely. But anyway, y'all, I hope that you're getting ready for a big gay crema week. Clearly, Big Fatty is, y'all. I've got the it's a cardapalooza. But anyway, John Ong, how do you plan on spending your gay crema week, John? Tell us.
So.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I know you're going to have fun.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.